Good morning, my SBFM radio family. Well, we're still on the election, and like I said, I was going to talk about the election all the way up until the election because this is a mess. And for certain, we can't let Donald Trump in. There's no way he is. I fail to conceive that he has any love for me at all. But anyway, the big thing in Oakland is what is called the grocery tax. And we're going to have to talk about it because we're getting propaganda from both areas. What I'd like to do is read to you the city attorney's impartial analysis of Measure HH. This is what it says. Currently, the city of Oakland does not tax sugar-sweetened beverages. That's cut off. I got another one like that so I can see what that says. You know, they may be doing this purposely because I have this three different ways in there. This is crazy. Well, anyway, beverages. This measure would impose a city excise tax on all cent on 1% fluid ounce on the distribution of sugar-sweetened beverages in Oakland, as well as added calorie sweeteners that are used to make sugar-sweetened beverages. Okay, that's very important. Distribution would include the sale of beverages or sweeteners by one business to another, such as a sale from a wholesale business to a retail business, or the transfer of beverages or sweeteners from a wholesale unit of a business to one of its retail units. Distribution would not include retail sales to customers. The distribution of sugar-sweetened beverages would be taxed more than once in the chain commerce. Let me read that again. The distribution of sugar-sweetened beverages would not be taxed more than once in the chain of commerce. That's what it's saying. Okay, but see, that's, we'll get back to that. Everything got sugar. The tax would be imposed starting on July 1st, 2017. Revenue from the tax would be deposited into the city's general fund, and the city could use the revenue for any lawful government purposes. The measure defines the beverages that qualify and do not qualify as sugar-sweetened beverages. The measure requires that any distributor of sugar-sweetened beverages or beverage sweeteners register with the city. The measure also identifies the distributors that would be required to collect the tax. The tax would not apply to any distributor that the city has no legal authority to tax. The tax would not apply to any distributor that is a small business. Small business is defined as a business with less than $100,000 in yearly gross sales. If the business distributes distributes sugar-sweetened beverages directly to consumers. Okay? Small businesses is defined as a business with less than $100,000 in yearly gross income or sales if the business distributes sugar-sweetened beverages directly to consumers. The measure includes various administration and enforcement provisions. The city's tax administrator would establish rules and regulations for administration and enforcement. The measure imposes penalties on distributors who fail to pay the tax required. No, taxes, and authorizes the city to examine distributors' books and records. The measure requires that the city keep certain information and documents in connection with the tax confidentiality. The measure would establish a new 9-member community advisory board with specific membership requirements. Board members would be appointed by the mayor and confirmed by the city council in accordance with city charter section 601. The board would be responsible for, 1, making recommendations to the city council on setting up and or funding programs that prevent or reduce the health consequences of consuming sugar-sweetened beverages, and 2, reporting on the administration of the measure. However, the city council would have final authority to determine the use of the revenue from the beverage tax. The Oakland City Council placed this measure on the ballot. A yes vote for measure supports the passing of the tax. A no vote opposes the tax. A majority, more than 50% of the voters cast, is required to pass the measure. Okay? Now, what I'm getting at is that it doesn't matter who's going to pay the taxes. It's going to end up in the laps of the consumer. Because everybody is going to, every time whatever it is that's being sold is touched by another person, it goes up. And about time we get it, we may not even be able, you know, as consumers, we may not even be able to afford it. Now, see, my problem is they're saying that Measure HH has nothing to do with groceries, but just specifically sodas. I'll put it this way. If I see the word grocery on there anywhere, I'm voting no on it. They're going to have to clarify what they really do mean when it comes to groceries, because groceries consist of anything that's consumable. Now, we have sugar in pretty much everything in the grocery store, as well as salt. Go into the grocery store, start picking up containers, packages, or whatever, and see if there's any sugar in it. Yeah, it's pretty much salt and sugar in everything.
But groceries are non-taxable.
Well, that's now. Right. You know, later on, depending on how this, you know, comes out on the ballot, July 1st, 2017, we will be paying taxes on things that we don't normally pay taxes on, and we have never paid taxes on it here in Oakland. I have myself and a few people are doing research out there in the community and keeping receipts for me. I'm going to go through the receipts, even of those of big chain stores, and see how everyone is taxing. I have Smart and Final. I'll be doing Food Max, as well as the restaurant Taco Bell. Now, the dollar store sells food items as well. And I'm going to see what Home Depot does. I did not buy any food items from Home Depot. I'm just going to calculate what the tax that they charge me. Now, Home Depot is the store that I was telling you about where the employee...
The girl.
Yeah, she was young.
Right.
Who says she's not registered to vote, she's not going to vote, and She don't believe in this country, she said also.
She don't believe in it.
Yeah, she don't believe in this country. She also said that.
I was going to get that.
But, yeah, you were going to talk about that? Yeah, because, you were there to witness it.
Yeah,
you were there. For those of you, I have someone in the studio. I couldn't believe she said that. I had to go off. I went off in the middle of Home Depot, and everybody was looking at me. Everybody that was in line,
In the parking lot said, "Right on."
He was standing in line, in a different aisle.
Yeah.
And when I walked out, he said, "Right on." We have to talk to these youngsters.
I
understand it, though. I really do, based on everything that's been going on in this country. Our children think that even the civil rights movement wasn't nothing, okay? Because we're still going through things. So we have to get them involved because that's like giving up. That was one of the reasons why I came out with some information, such as the change cycle, the levels of maturity, the levels of learning, things like that. So you would think about it so you can do what you can do, okay, in order to make things better. And, we have folks that are not going to vote, because they are uneducated about the power of the vote. I will be talking about this up until election, as I said. And for now, all I'm going to do is, if I see the word grocery anywhere on that ballot that's supposedly to be dealing with the soda tax, if I see groceries on there, I'm voting no. Okay? Mm-hmm. I'm voting no on the tax if I see the word grocery, because that means that they're going to tax everything. It doesn't matter. This is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if they even... charging the manufacturer taxes, it's going to come down the way, and it's going to end up with the consumer. That's the way it is, regardless of how they're writing it down, saying that it's not going to be done that way. Groceries is groceries, people. Look the word up. Now, if you're going to separate the sodas themselves from groceries, that's fine. But once you get to talking about products that have sugar in it and additives and sweeteners and, you're going to pay taxes on them, everything. So go and do your research and you make your logical decision. You know, I haven't gotten into what logic means yet, but basically it means quantity, quality, weight, and value. That's basically it. If you have any three, you can figure out the fourth. And I'll get more into that later. But anyway, we have a little handout that they did, yes, on HH. And it says Oakland versus Big Soda. And they're emphasizing obesity, high risk of heart disease, stroke, high blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, tooth decay, pancreatic cancer. They're showing you what could happen to you with drinking sodas. This is what they're saying. With drinking soda, Big Soda, big problem. But Measure HH is covering more than sodas. And see, this handout doesn't have too much information on it, okay? But they are emphasizing Berkeley's 2014 soda tax. And it was a huge success, raising $1.4 million per year for vital health programs, with no negative impact whatsoever on businesses or jobs. Now, soda, if it's only soda, I could see that. If groceries, the word I'm having a problem with, which can be interpreted later to mean more than just soda. Is in fact, the city attorney said that it deals with sweeteners and...
So if that passes, it could be anything.
It'll end up being exactly anything. So right. We're going to do our research and find out what's really going on here. Because I already know pretty much everything. I got some sugar in it somewhere, you know. They emphasize salt. Maybe that sodium is in everything. So if they were gonna do the sugar, they should have did the sodium too. You know, right on off, because see, sodium's been in everything. Yes, sodium is in everything. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna start writing down some well-known products and going to grocery stores to see what's really contained in those products. Read the back of the products. I very rarely read the back of anything. You know, I do, because I already know it's in there. Now, sometimes they're going to say sugar-free on the product package. But this tax covers even substitutes for sugar, sweeteners, because it's already come out that those sweeteners, after going through your system, has the same effect as real sugar. Okay? And, so it has the same effect. So, you know, like those sweetened lows or whatever they call those things. So people that drink coffee and they have the little envelope, okay, those are going to be taxed too, you know, because it's a sweetener. And they need to really be clear on what they're saying to us. And I don't want us to end up being fooled. So you do your own research, look at your own receipts, analyze your own receipts, and if you come up with a receipt that you know that is erroneous, for example, you've purchased all taxable items, but they are ringing it up on the cash register as non-taxable. Now, I myself didn't realize how that would affect the city's taxes. I never gave that a thought until now, that individuals, and they've been doing this for years, I haven't paid attention to it, and I've been letting them just sell me stuff since I know what, especially the corner stores, what I'm basically talking about, who people think don't make $100,000 a year. If they selling beer and wine, they making $100,000 a year. And many of these small little corner stores sell beer and wine. So therefore, and they have groceries in their store. You know, so yeah, even if you go to a liquor store and get a bag of potato chips, if they're doing a straight grocery thing, you're going to pay tax on that too. But anyway, you need to do your research. Study this yourself. Now, I've received... I received my official voter information guide. And, of course, because this is covering California, it doesn't have City of Oakland's HH in it. So far, the only thing I have received are the information from various different propaganda they sent us pertaining to Measure HH. Go on the internet. That's where I'm getting a lot of information. I'm studying how we allow this to happen, and I see my own fault for not caring, but now it's time for us to care, because what happened is these cities are not receiving the taxes that they need to receive from small businesses, as well as large, including large businesses. I don't think they have the problem that I'm talking about with large, you know, chain corporations and things like that. It's the small stores, and we have a lot of them. See, 65% to 66% of the employment in Oakland came from what was considered small businesses. They may have anywhere from one, maybe even five employees. But see, the definition of small business that was I read to you that the city has proposed, but small business under federal law are a lot different than the city. So I don't know what we're supposed to do. You need to go and do your research on that as well. I think I still have my information. I'll try to find it and talk about it later. But small business, as defined by the federal government, is a lot different than it has more to it than just the income each year. And you can go up a lot higher than $100,000 and still be considered a small business under federal law. But anyway, I suggest everyone contact Project Vote Smart. I, you know, 1-888-VOTE-SMART, or go to their webpage, which is www.votesmart.org, and look up on that webpage to learn about the elected officials, because we definitely have to make sure that we vote in the right people, because if we don't, things are going to change, and most of the time, when we have elections like this and a large population of African Americans don't come out and vote, we end up with a change that most African Americans can't deal with. And in this case, it's the HH is going to affect low-income people. I fail to conceive that they're not going to pass the taxes down to the consumer. I fail to conceive that if they have groceries on that ballot, I fail to conceive that they're not going to tax everything. So we'll have to see how this comes out. My stance is, if I see the word grocery, I'm not voting for it. They're going to have to be specific on what I'm voting on. And it has to say this is only on sodas. I don't want to hear them write down anything about sweeteners and all the other products that have sugar in it. Sodas is what we're supposed to be dealing with. Now, if they wanted us to really be healthy and we're going to deal with it in the right manner, see, this money is going to the general fund. The city is going to do the same thing it has been doing over the years, spending that money on whatever they want to spend it on. Mm-hmm. Because the city is definitely going to get some of that money. Now, speaking of that, individuals who don't understand why the taxes in this city is important. City taxes pay for city expenses. A lot of expenses that the city has to handle itself. The federal government or the state, even though they pass down money to them, there's certain things that they're not going to cover. The city has to cover it themselves. They usually have it in their budgets telling X amount of money, expenses that they have. We're going to have to get some individuals in office that know how to run a city like a business. You're supposed to have more money coming in than going out. That's what business is. And right now, that's not what's happening in Oakland. For a number of reasons. But now I'm concentrating on the HH measure, supposedly called grocery tax, because that has a lot to do with how Oakland is going to do things. And so you do your research, go on the internet. You're not going to find as much as you would like to find on measure HH. But you'll still have to make a logical decision whether you wish to vote yes or no. Now, they have all kinds of propaganda against it that's dealing with sugar, as I said. And they have a lot of They just have a lot of propaganda. It's just that groceries, you know, I don't like the word groceries because that could mean anything, really. So we have a voter registration drive going on to encourage people to register to vote and then get out there and vote. Now, those of you that have seen the new California voter registration application, or affidavit as it's called, it is a little different. The printing is smaller. They ask more questions than they used to, and they let you know whether it's optional. They're not making it mandatory for you to answer certain questions on here, but you have to keep in mind there was a reason why they wanted to know it. and many people are going to fill it out. Now, that's on you when you decide to answer optional questions. Now, let me give an example of at least one option. Okay, it says optional. Okay, here we go. The first optional on here is your designation, Mr., Ms., Miss, Mrs., or Miss. That's optional. You don't have to check either of those boxes. Let's see, let's find another optional. Your phone number is optional. Your email address is optional. And then they ask you a question that maybe you need to really think about. I'll get into that later. That's not one of the optionals. The optional. Here's an optional. Okay, I can see this. I want to be a poll worker on election day. I can provide a polling space on election day. My ethnicity is. My language is. Those are all optional. And you need to make your decision on whether you want to answer those questions or not. I'll be going more over the ballot, but I want to cover the propositions because in the official voter, the California Information Guide, it has the pros and cons of the propositions, and I want to go through each and every one of them. Now, what I'm going to do today is just go over the quick reference guide, okay, on each proposition. And this is basic 51 is the first proposition. It's the school bonds funding for K through 12. Now, this is very important, people. Your children's education is very important, and you need to work hard as you can to make sure that the school system have money in order to educate your children. Now, I'm going to do 51 briefly to give you an idea on the pros and cons, and then we're going to get deeper into each. Later, I'm hoping to have someone that's going to be an elected official that's going to be able to answer a lot of questions. Now, here is Prop 51, school bonds, funding for K through 12 school and community college facilities, initiative statute. Okay, this is the summary. It authorizes $9 billion in general obligation bonds for new construction and modernization of K through 12 public school facilities, charter schools, and vocational education facilities, and California community college facilities. Fiscal impact, state costs of about $17.6 billion to pay off both the principal, $9 billion, and interest of $8.6 billion on the bonds. Payments of about $500 million per year for 35 years. Now let's look at the pros and cons of that. A yes vote on this measure means the state could sell $9 billion in general obligation bonds for education facilities, $7 billion for K through 12 public school facilities, and $2 billion for community colleges. Now, this is what happens if you would vote yes. Now, let's look at what the no says on that. A no vote on this measure means the state would not have the authority to sell new general obligation bonds for K through 12 public schools and community college facilities. Now, I'm not going to get any further in that, but I want to talk on a different subject that is directly related to what I have been talking about with the grocery taxes. Now, for the past week, I've been airing Bishop Luke Edwards from Mississippi. He's the brother that Eddie Abrams, when we were on Sobe, brought us this videotape to be shown on Sobe. I ran into him and asked him, could I get a copy of it? And he did. He made me a copy of it, and I've been airing it. Now, this is what this minister, this bishop, did. When he discovered that over 90% of his church were people that were poor, didn't have, you know, very much money coming in, but they all had food stamps. So he had the idea of opening up a grocery store and had all of the members spend their food stamps in that store. He had came up with a business plan. He interviewed, you know, the people in the church, what do they need to buy more of, and things. He made sure that that grocery store had those things. And now they have farms, hotels, motels, you know, they have cattle. I mean, they're doing so much. That church has done so much. All of his members now are employed, and he has more membership now than he did prior to this because he made sure that he opened up enough businesses to where they would have jobs. He created a lot of jobs, you know, even in the motels and stuff. The church members got those jobs to clean those motels and hotels owned by the church. Now, they weren't 501c3. I think he said he was. I can't remember. But anyway, I'm going to go back into my notes and find out what his nonprofit corporate status is as far as the government is concerned, because he's in the position to where he's opening up a lot of different businesses and employing people, not just in Mississippi. He has opened up places in various other states down south and created jobs in those states. And for those of you that were able to view that video, you will understand more of what I'm saying. I don't know how I'm going to be able to get the video to the people that are radio only. I'll try to think of something that I can get this video to you. Contact me. We may be able to do a file transfer type thing if you wish to have a copy of it. But anyway, the ministers around here should be shamed. Very shame, because they didn't assess their churches. And I requested, I pleaded and asked everything 15 years, over 15 years ago, to assess your church, see how many people you have receiving welfare, food stamps, Medicare, any of the subsidies. Okay, SSI. Now, SSI, people, could be a number of things now. Originally, SSI was a supplement for Social Security. Social Security is directly related to you being employed. Sometimes being employed and the amount of money you're going to get for Social Security is not enough. So they supplement that with SSI. That's what it is, supplemental security insurance. Now, when they changed SSI and turned it into crazy money, you went around hearing a lot of people saying that they were crazy, they was getting crazy money, and it was sad. And then when they started allowing drug addicts to receive SSI, they were supposed to go to get treatment because there are a number of facilities around here that could help you with your drug addiction problem. And they gave them this money with the intent of them going through the program and getting off drugs. But the federal government would not allow the lower governments, in this case Alameda County, to force individuals to go drug training, and I mean the state rather, to go to drug training because the federal government doesn't force them. But I didn't see where the lower government were prohibited from. It's not really clear, but before they got that SSI money, there should have been something stronger written in the laws that forced them to go for help, because the government has spent billions of dollars on SSI when people shouldn't have been given SSI. They should have been given something else. Come up with another program that you can force them to go if they want to continue to receive some type of money. The same thing is like that with Alameda County services that we provided. There were certain things we could not force them to do and threaten to take their money. We couldn't force them to do it. So when they discovered that, they didn't do it and still continued to receive money every month. People, we, the taxpayers, are allowing this to happen. Don't go around saying the government did it or I'm receiving government money. No, you're receiving money from taxpayers. The taxpayers of this country pay all salaries at government level from the president on down. Taxpayers' dollars are paying for that. Income taxes, okay, are paying salaries all the way across the governmental field on down to the lower levels. It's also taxpayers that are tired of their taxes going to people that really don't want to become self-sufficient, I'll say. They're going around and saying, oh, the government taking care of me. I get government money. No, it's the taxpayers that are taking care of you. And you're going to have to start learning that, because we have a lot of employees who are working and they don't make that much money. Just a little bit over welfare. And they don't want welfare, but they're tired of their portion of the taxpaying dollars, and they don't make that much, is going toward people that are on welfare, food stamps, any type of subsidies, which means that you are dependent upon. You're not self-sufficient. Your goal is to become self-sufficient. And now with the new laws, there are a lot of people that are having trouble going from dependency to self-sufficiency. It's difficult. Many of them can't read or write. They come from a generational welfare family. There is a consistent pattern here, people, is what I'm trying to say, associated with people that are on welfare. Now, black people's excuse is there are more white people on welfare than black people. Yeah, in this country, there are more white people than black people. There's supposed to be more white people on welfare. But I'm not talking about in the country. I'm talking about right here in Alameda County. When I gave the report that 65% of Alameda County's welfare cases were in Oakland. This county have a whole bunch of cities, but 65% of them were in Oakland. I don't know why Oakland let that happen, but what has occurred here is the surrounding cities and counties of Oakland saying that they're not going to let it happen there. So when it became a housing problem here in Oakland, and you were trying to place your Section 8 low housing vouchers and things like that, you didn't pay attention to the newspapers when you're looking for to find a place to live. You didn't look in the newspapers close enough to see that all of those advertisements for apartments for rent or housing and things for rent no longer had the little blurb after everything describing the apartment. It has a little blurb that says, Section 8, okay. You don't see that no more because the system has changed. Many owners of property went on and did Section 8 because the government gave them guarantees of security associating with their property. They promised the owners of the property that if the tenants tore up certain things and did certain things, that they would receive government support from it. Well, because the tenants were so terrible, tearing up people's property and everything, the landlords no longer want Section 8 people because the government stopped paying them for a destruction of their property. And so now you're not going to be able to get Section 8 in this county like you used to. And since the surrounding counties saying that they don't want to be a Oakland, they're only having certain amount of slots. And those slots are filled up rapidly. Many people had to leave the whole state thinking that that was going to help. They're not looking at the big picture. Black folk and other poor folk are having the same problem all over the world. And in this country, in the major cities, you know, that have large populations of African American people, Latino, Asian, You know what I'm saying. A lot of poor people.
Yeah.
The problem that black people have is that we don't support each other. You need to look around and watch other cultures. They work together. Their communities are thriving. They have grocery stores and they're taking advantage of all of the citizenship rights in this country that they are able to, even though that they weren't born in this country. Many of them became citizens. They work every day. Now, somehow along the line, some folks fell through the cracks and we let them over here in this country. Some of them have become citizens, and really, they're here to destroy this country. You're going to have to know who's who, okay? And they'll give themselves away. Evil people give themselves away. They'll say something that you know is evil. They shouldn't have said it. And that's when you know you're supposed to disassociate yourself from that person. You know, that person is poison to you, will contaminate your brain. And the next thing you know, you'll be saying some of the same things that that person you know that was saying something evil and wrong, you'll start saying the same thing. Because that's how it happens. When you associate yourself with people. The Bible even told you that. Don't associate with certain people because they were idolaters. Don't get with them. Don't have babies with them and all of these things because they were idolaters. Can't marry these people. For some reason, they turned it all into a racial situation. Because many times, if you read in the Bible, it was a certain tribe or a certain people. And that you weren't supposed to get with. Because they were idolaters and fornicators. And they were out there just breaking God's law. And you weren't supposed to mingle with them. Because you'll get contaminated. The next thing you know, you'll start worshiping their gods. And that has happened a number of times in the Bible. And it's happening now based on the people that you associate with. You know, you don't want to be around people that have evil in them because they bring evil. And see, right now we have people shooting guns at everybody. You know, they're just shooting guns. And it just doesn't make any sense. Doesn't make any sense. People killing people like there's no regard to a human life at all. Black Lives Matter has turned some other attention elsewhere to get you off of Black Lives Matter. Yes, all lives do matter. But black lives have been totally destroyed, really. We have become dependent on the system that was forced upon us. And now we have a bunch of lazy people running around here loose that don't even want to get a job. And so the only avenue for them who don't want to get a job, don't want to do what's necessary to get a job, because it may require you to go to training school, whatever, they'll choose to sell drugs because it's easier for them. They're taking the easy route. This is what their mind is saying. Not knowing that once you get into that lifestyle, and that you are possibly end up dead at a very young age. We had a lot of that. And then don't speak of police corruption, because we have good cops, bad cops. We have bad cops that are not arresting the drug dealers. They're taking their money, leaving them with the drugs, and telling them they're going to come back and get some more money from them. We have a major problem here in Oakland with people and authorities. And you're going to have to learn more about the people that can make a decision about your life. Knowing is not enough. We must apply. Willing is not enough. We must do. Until we meet again, I love you.